الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس، والله يحب المحسنين. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم، ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. رواه إمام بخاري رحمة الله عليه. صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, my fellow respected Muslim brothers in Islam, Allah SWT has given us an opportunity once again to meet with one purpose in mind: to redeem ourselves, remove ourselves from that which we are calling and which Allah is calling us to go towards on a continual basis. That's exactly why we have what is known as a Jummah prayer. The congregational prayer has one purpose: Muslim brotherhood, Muslim sisterhood, people congregating to hear the words of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, there are so many other things we can talk about. We can talk about the news, we can talk about crime, we can talk about improving one's diet, we can talk about who has the cheapest pass to the local gym. But that's not the idea of the Friday Jummah. The idea of the Friday Jummah is one: connecting the human, connecting insan to Allah. That is all it is all about. And also it is connecting ourselves with the best of people around us so they can connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having said this, there is a very beautiful ayah that we have recited that people have utilized to create tremendous amount of change in their lives. Allah in the Quran says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Before we talk of the ayah, those of you that know Arabic already, you know what is taking place. But we all have an issue. For some it may be anger. For some it may be something else. How do you create a change in that poor behavior you may have? People used to come to the Rasulullah and say, Ya Rasulullah, we have a question. We have this given issue. And before he would answer the question or resolve the issue, he would say to them, why don't you first go and give charity? You asking the Prophet of Allah to resolve your issue, he is telling you, go and give charity. Is there a link between the both? Many would say no. But there was a reason why the Prophet of Allah would do that. Because sometimes we ask for the sake of asking. We talk for the sake of talking. But if you have to give something before you allowed entrance into the organization, you give something before you get your membership, you give something before you are able to enter your house, that means put whatever you need to put down to get in. You pay something to go to your local mall by paying for parking fees. When you give something before you go in, there is a greater chance that you will be loyal to that product you are buying or the organization you are part of. That's what we figured out now, 21st century. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of guidance, told the Prophet of Allah that before you answer these people are here to waste your time. They just want to ask. You know, some people, they just, like for example, I think texting is the worst invention for people like myself. You give a person an answer, and they say, why? Now you give them proof and say, what about the other proof? Because I'm not looking at them, they're not looking at me, I don't know who they are, they know who I am, that's why they're asking the question. So it goes on back and forth. But if you are in front of me and I'm in front of you, once I give you an answer, you move on, I move on. Or you follow someone else and you move on either way. But there won't be that much wasting time. But how about if I said, for every text you send me, 25 cent surcharge, 50 cent surcharge, $1, all of a sudden it changes. One question, one answer, you move on, I move on. Same thing here. أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. That one of the things you should try and do, Allah says, is you must spend your wealth when you are prosper, and you must also spend your wealth when you are going through challenges in life. There is no such thing as I don't have. What the hadith says it very beautifully, that look up to those that have more knowledge and good character. We gather that from hadith. And as far as your livelihood is concerned, your everyday living, look at those that are having a harder time than you. When you are able to appreciate what Allah has given you, receiving will be little. In other words, it won't throw you off guard. And giving will be also the same. So giving and receiving will have the same impact on you. That is iman. You give me a dollar, alhamdulillah. I give you a dollar, alhamdulillah. We move on. This is iman. But no, we are running behind that dollar to get it. But when it comes to giving it, we can't do that. And that is where the disease of insan begins. You know, there was a very top scholar, and I mentioned this example many times. Somebody came to him and they gave him a considerable amount of wealth. Sheikh, this is for you. Sheikh, this is for you. What did he say? You are better off with this, take it back and go, don't worry. What does he say thereafter? Sheikh, make dua for me. He says, that's what you came here to give me, a gift, so I give you duas? I give duas to everybody. Whether you give me or you don't give me, my duas are for everybody. My face is not going to change because you're giving me a few extra things. That's what you call iman. Another fellow went up to a scholar and he said, Sheikh, make dua. Allah gives me such and such wealth, Allah opens my doors. What the Sheikh said, you are the type of person, if Allah gave you all the money in the world, it won't be enough. You know, some people, even if you give them $100,000, you know what they'll say? Now brother, do I pay the taxes on this or you pay it? The guy gave you something, accept it. Now he's worried, ho, I got 100,000, now I got to pay taxes on it. Why didn't he make it 120? That's what he thinks. Because then you could have paid the taxes for me. And if officially you gave 120, then he'll say the same thing again. That's the mentality. That's what has happened to insan. So to break this habit of insan, imagine the wisdom of Allah. Imagine the wisdom of Allah. I mean, even Western countries, what they say, if you have below a certain amount, you don't pay taxes. If you have below a certain amount, then you go here and you go there and you get this and you get that. Allah is passing a different message. And we only understand the psychology of this message, the implications of this message, now that we have all this psychology data, economic data, everything. What Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Whether you have a lot or you don't have a lot, from whatever Allah has given you, start giving out. Help your children giving out. Train them to give out. Without mentioning the culture and people, you know, there are some people out there, their religion, they follow it so closely that from a young age, they have what is known as a sadaqah box in the home. They have a box in the home, that religion. And the parents will tell the child one of the first things, oh my child, go and put money in that box for poor people or for the synagogue or for this or for that. Imagine, from a young age, you are teaching that child, here's $5 for your allowance for the week, now how much are you going to put in that box? Then they will hold the child accountable. Now it's time for us as a family to give money. Everybody get together. Where did you give your money? From a young age, they start giving. That is why you see many of these older folks, you'll see in America, they would leave $20 million for some animal hospital, or they would leave X amount of dollars for such and such. Where did they leave? Where did they learn this habit? It is linked to Allah. It is linked to Rasulullah. It is linked to the Quran. So Allah is saying, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي السَّرَّى وَالضَّرَّى. Whether you have a lot or whether you have a little, make it your ability, make it your duty, that you'll train your family to become active in being generous. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And take towards forgiving people. Now, forgiving doesn't mean forgetting. Someone has done something totally wrong. Forgiving is one thing. But forgetting what they have done, that is something else. What the hadith says, you don't go into the same hole twice. First time you broke your leg when you fell in, you don't say, well, my right leg broke last time. Now let me balance it out because I'm walking funny. You'll walk more funny. You may not be able to even walk the second time around. That's what it's saying. So the hadith is saying, a believer doesn't go in the same hole twice. But we take towards forgiveness. When someone has done wrong, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ وَالْعَافِينَ النَّاسِ. That control your anger. Now when it's ready for you to get angry, you get angry. But don't go beyond what is necessary. And when it comes to forgiving individuals, then that is something you should take an active part in. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves that individual that does all types of good deeds. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. Ramadan has just finished. And people always say, I go back to my old ways. If I was doing more good things in Ramadan, then after Ramadan, I go back to a system that I was familiar with. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. That fa'alu is talking about not just thinking about wrong, not just talking about wrong. Fa'alu, fa'ala yaf'alu fi'l, is an action. Walladheen, and the one that took an active part. Fa'hisha, in doing things that are immodest in nature. You know, before, to do something immodest, you have to leave your house. You have to go out when it's dark. Nobody must see you. That's how it used to be. Now you just pick up your phone. And you can do wrong. Your father can be sitting in front of you. He can be 2 feet away from you. And you can be texting and doing haram on your phone. Immodest things. This is the capacity Allah has given you and I. Allah says, فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. The one that has done evil. Regardless of the evil, regardless of the context, regardless of the situation, regardless of who was around. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And not only did wronged others, and wronged him or herself. أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. And while they were doing that wrong, you know, sometimes you had evil thoughts, you are doing all types of wrong, and you just exit the freeway, and you see a person with a family, like a homeless, and it shocks you for a moment that here I may be listening to haram, I may be texting haram, I have evil thoughts. Now I see this homeless person and I remember Allah and say, oh Allah, thank you for not making me go into a bad situation. You see somebody pushing a cart, they're walking a long way, their child is sitting in the cart, they have groceries, and say, oh Allah, thank you for preventing me from becoming like this. And oh Allah, make it easy for them. Whatever it takes for you to remember Allah, for a flash of a second you remember Allah, and that flash of a second you make istighfar, and a flash of a second, all this happens. The human brain is very fast in thinking. Right now, as I'm talking to you, many thoughts are going through my mind, many thoughts are going through your mind. And you say, oh Allah, even while you're hearing me, you say, oh Allah, I did such and such wrong. Oh Allah, I'm sorry. That's it. I remember you. I'm going to give myself to you. Dhakarullah. Allah says, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. I will forgive you for that wrong. Inshallah. Provided, of course, you continue doing good thereafter. Imam Nawawi says, one is to make istighfar. The other is uproot that behavior from your life. And Allah will not only accept your istighfar every time you think of the wrong and you make istighfar. Allah will not only forgive you, Allah will forgive you and also increase your daraja, your position. ذَكَرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And Allah says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Who is the one out there that can forgive you except Allah? Do you think your father and mother will forgive you for doing wrong? Yeah, so long as you bring the trash in and you live according to their rules, then they will forgive you. And if you go back to doing something else, yeah, what they say to you? Now you became like how you used to be. So, and you tell what you tell them? But daddy and mommy, you forgave me, so why you bring it up again? That's how people are. Whether it's parents, whether it's children, whether it's brothers and sisters, uncles and nephews, whoever it is. Nobody forgets. But Allah says, I will forgive. And I believe we must also forgive. But forgetting, we don't have to do that. But we don't throw it back on the face. Allah says, مَنَّ وَلَا أَذَى. Allah says that. That once you forgive, you forgive. But don't throw it back on the person's face. Once you give someone money and you move on, you don't keep on saying, remember I gave you this and gave you that. Allah is saying the same thing. Imagine the psychology of the Quran is so linked to our lives. It is beyond our belief. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah says, who is the one that is there to forgive except Allah? وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan has left us. We understand that. But inshallah, speeches and talks like this should get us back focusing on what we should do. It doesn't matter, as the ayah says, يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالًا فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. It doesn't matter whether you're wealthy. It doesn't matter whether you are poor. Allah says, find a way to be helpful to the needy. Allocate a way that you can train your family to be givers. Allah says, also, He says in the ayah, and as far as your anger is concerned, control it, swallow it, and try to minimize it as best as you can, and take towards forgiveness. Because when you forgive, as I always say to people, when you forgive, you're not doing that person a favor. You are in reality doing yourself a favor. You are removing that gunk and all that baggage. Let it go and live your life as a true free person. And thereafter Allah says, point number 5, you've done wrong. Whether it's in private. And point number 6, whether it's to yourself. Point number 7, Allah is willing to forgive and help you go on the next level. Allah says, in a sense, who is there to take you on the next level besides Allah? Only Allah can take you there. So inshallah, today being a Friday, we give ourselves with sincerity. Allah will guide us, Allah will help us, and Allah will award us with goodness, not only inshallah in this world, but also inshallah in the hereafter to come as well. Inshallah, there will be a brief announcement before we hand it over to them, and they will also say the following. But from my side, we thank the delegation that has come. May Allah reward you, may Allah bless you, may Allah give you success, your country success, your neighboring country success, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us learn from the good, inshallah, that you present to us at some point or the other, and may you also take whatever little good we can give you, that way, inshallah, we both can benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us from the ways of the guided path.